Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How is everyone doing? It's already Sunday. November is going by quick. We're halfway through the month. We're coming up on Thanksgiving here shortly. And before you know it, it will be Christmas time. And around December 19th is when Professor Avi Loeb says that the Earth will be able to see 3-Eye Atlas. So we need to take into consideration what he meant when he said that and how literal he meant, could we see it? You know, is he just talking about astronomers or physically with the naked eye? And how visible will this object be? Thanks for joining us in chat. Mouse will be here shortly. And there is, you know, a lot of news about 3-Eye Atlas and how it is basically stabilized itself, even though it has jets coming out of it, and the jets aren't showing any rotation or you know, side to side movement, which suggests the ship is in a stable position as it's traveling. I mean, I say ship because that's basically what everyone is saying, and the results from the poll, which we're going to go over with Mouse, basically are looking like, you know, 75 or 80% of people, 8 out of 10, believe that this interstellar object, 3-Eye Atlas, is alien technology, alien tech. But, you know, I want to talk about something real quick, and it ties into New Jerusalem, the Bible, and the Aurora Borealis. And it's posted on darkwire.xyz. The link's in the description. But the divine spectrum, New Jerusalem's rainbow foundations are proof of biblical truth in modern science. And I'm going to also end up pulling up a video on this. But in the final chapters of Revelation, the Apostle John beholds a vision that captivated believers for two millennia. The New Jerusalem descending from heaven, a city prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, Revelation 21:2. Its foundations are not a mere metaphor, like a lot of people might have thought, you know, that don't have faith or whatever, right? Because there's the Word of God, and then people trying to dissect the Bible in other ways. And basically, this is the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. But they're saying that the foundations of New Jerusalem are a literal architectural marvel, like it says in the Bible, built upon 12 layers of precious stones, jasper, sapphire, chalcedony, emerald, sardony, sardius, crystallite, beryl, topaz, and amethyst, and a couple more in here. Let's see. And it says that jacinth is another one. Okay. But all of these stones, these 12 stones, people who were skeptical of the Bible thought this was just allegory, talking about these stones in the Bible. But science, using now in the modern era polarized light and microscopy on these gemstone sections, these gem thin sections that they've cut layers of this stone. And basically, they ended up, looking at these stones and shining light through them. And there's classifications for different types of stones, which I'll get into. But they're saying that this aligns with John's ancient description, because they're saying that when pure polarized light passes through these stones, when you got like a cross section cut of it, something extraordinary occurs. The Bible, it turns out, wasn't exaggerating, obviously, because it's the word of God. But see, if you haven't had faith in the Bible before, this is a fascinating thing that connects the Bible and science. But they're saying that gems are classified as crystallographers as either isotropic or anisotropic. So isotropic and anisotropic, like a diamond's isotropic. And they're saying based on how they interact with light. Isotropic crystals like diamond and garnet have uniform optical properties in all directions. In every single direction, they're uniform. When a thin section is viewed under cross polarizers, pure polarized light, they appear completely black and the light is extinguished in these, like the diamonds and stuff like that. But in anisotropic crystals, these, however, possess directionally dependent reflective indices, which under the same conditions, they refract the light. And I guess they're splitting the ray into two polarized components when it travels through it at different speeds. And this results in interference procedures, vibrant rainbow colorized patterns. And this talks about this in the Bible. And basically all of this goes across the field of view, and it gives iridescent blues, greens, reds, and golds. And they're finding this out and they're going through this, but they found out that all the stones that the Bible talks about New Jerusalem is built with are anisotropic, which means that, you know, they're not the ones like diamond, they're the ones that literally cause these colors. And then Mouse and I were talking about New Jerusalem and how the aurora relates to the colors of New Jerusalem, and how the aurora has pushed down to the south. And it's become visible in Mexico, it's become visible in Florida, and this aurora borealis has all these same colors of the jasper, the sapphire, the chalcedony, the emerald, the sardony, all of these, and these are anisotropic gems. And so basically the word of God in the Bible had listed only these anisotropic gems that would create this. I mean, what are the chances of that? Like, you know, if it listed diamond, it wouldn't be giving off these rainbow colors and stuff, because that's just an isotopic gem. So this is fascinating science and mixed with, you know, the Bible. And because in the Bible it says New Jerusalem needs no sun or moon, for the glory of God has illuminated it, and the lamp is the Lamb, Revelation 21:23. So when you shine this pure light through these stones that are the exact same ones as the 12 on New Jerusalem, it gives you this brilliant, you know, these colors. But the other stones like diamonds don't do this. We got Mouse joining us. And it's good to have you on the show, Mouse.
Hey, Shep, you're talking about New Jerusalem and the aurora.
Yeah, and this scientific discovery, I'm gonna play the video here real quick for
You know, it's
listeners.
kind of funny. It's kind of funny. You know, everybody's like, oh, you got to watch the signs, like looking for the signs. And here's the sign.
Yeah, exactly. And you were saying just the other day, we were talking on the phone, and you were saying this is like a
States.
signal, basically. You know,
Right.
these colors are obviously showing up, and they're the same as in New Jerusalem. I'm gonna play this clip, and let's check this out. Here we go. Sorry.
New Jerusalem, it said, is built, made up of 12 precious stones that we would make into jewelry now. Now, here's the fascinating thing, which to me is the final proof that that book is the Word of God, that it must be God inspired. In the last generation only, we've discovered how to make purer light than we had before. Most light is bouncing around, waves crashing into each other, going in all directions, so that the light coming from that spotlight still lights this side of my face by reflecting off that tinsel up there. We're used to light coming at us from all directions, but we've now discovered how to send light in one direction. Laser light is the most common. You've seen laser light beams straight as a die. But we've also got what we call cross-polarized light. A polarized filter, if you can imagine, allows light through like that. But if you put another polarized filter at right angles to that, you've really got a very fine filter. If you take sunglasses and take one lens and put it at right angles to the other, it goes even darker. It only lets very straight light through. Now, people have taken jewels and precious stones and cut a very thin slice for microscopic purposes and then shone cross-polarized light through them to see what happens. To put it very crudely, what happens to these precious stones in pure light? And one of two entirely different things happens with every jewel. The technical term, to give you a bit of science for a moment, is anisotropic jewels and isotropic jewels. Now, what happens is this. Some jewels in pure light, whatever their color to begin with, they may be red, blue, or green, turn into all the colors of the rainbow and the most fantastic patterns. Other precious stones in pure light lose all their color and
Yeah,
just go
you want a
black.
sign? How about two
Look like a
eclipses that
lump
make
of
an
coal
X over
dust.
the United States and then an aurora
And it's only in the
borealis seen
last
over the
this
entire nation?
generation that people have
Yeah.
discovered this unusual property. For
Same color as
example,
what it talks about in the Bible.
diamonds in pure light are nothing.
Did you get that, ladies?
They're
Did
not
you hear
even
that? Diamonds, nothing. They
nothing.
won't be there.
No, so make the most of them here. Rubies, garnets, just lose everything.
Emeralds.
No, they keep it.
Oh, good.
There are other stones that are anisotropic and go into these beautiful colors. Now, here's the fascinating thing. The 12 precious stones that God uses to build the New Jerusalem are all anisotropic. In pure light, they are all far more beautiful. And God doesn't touch the diamonds or the rubies. He doesn't build with them. Now, let's just put on the screen a picture of these stones.
Yeah.
Look at the top 12 stones on this picture, and you'll see the stones of the New Jerusalem. Look at the four bottom ones at the bottom of the picture, and you'll see they're black, no attraction, whatever. Now then, who knew this 2,000 years ago? No scientist knew it. Nobody knew it. John the Apostle, writing down the book of Revelation as the Lord dictated it to him, he didn't know. Nobody knew except one person in the entire universe, and he knew, and that was God Himself.
Where is that written exactly?
Revelation
Wow.
21, halfway through, and you'll find
I
all.
find that fascinating. That's absolutely incredible. Guys, if you're joining us in the chat, let me know what you think about that, because
yeah, you know, I mean Shep, the aurora borealis is the exact same colors as New Jerusalem, and everybody's talking about wanting to see a sign. It's like, what else do you need? I mean,
yeah.
that is it. And then you have the eclipses that made a perfect X across the United States, and now we're getting aurora borealis that stretch all the way down to Mexico. It's like, what other sign do you need, brother?
Yep. And I mean, all tying into the Bible, all tying into the Word of God, the written word. Unbelievable that it, and a lot of people missing these signs, and then and there's so many more signs than that, obviously, like, you know, the changing weather, these big clouds that roll in that look biblical, you know, earthquakes ramping up like we talked about, the how that coincides with the markets, the stock market and the dollar, and you know, the people that run the world basically have this arrival time somewhat figured out, I think, maybe, because they've been building their bases and going, you know, they're obviously like already, they built this new ballroom at the White House, but they needed $300 billion for it. And that's just like a crazy.
Yeah, they know what's coming. I mean, that's why they've had these TELUS multi-million, if not billion-dollar telescopes put all over the world. That's why they run different types of lenses on it, to where you can see thermal and where you can see like different spectrums of light. They
yeah.
know it's coming, and guess what? They can't stop the science. And I'm telling you, that X that was made over the United States,
mm-hmm.
okay, 7 years from one another, and now this aurora borealis, I mean, that is a huge sign. And we were talking about it like a day before it happened. Me and you were talking, one of us said, I think something big's gonna happen tomorrow, and then boom, the largest ever aurora borealis ever
yeah
to happen. I mean, everybody had to see that, and I think that's one of the reasons why they want people inside at night, so they don't see stuff like that. And if you're a Christian, you're going to have to ask yourself, if all these signs are happening, where are we actually in Revelation? Are you going to believe what the world says, or are you going to believe what the book of Revelation says in the first chapter, saying that the events will soon take place and the time is at hand?
Yeah, and that scientific evidence that we just showed, you know, it lends credence to that. Like I was saying earlier before you came on, like if people don't have faith, you know, check into this New Jerusalem and those stones and the anisotopic and isotopic, because that right there is proof.
Absolutely. And hey, guys, Shepherd and Bellis, people on the live right now, just so we don't miss you, type your first name into the chat right now. And like the stream, just so we don't miss you when we do this drawing. Because Shep's going to pull everybody's name. We're going to put it into the Google Excel sheet. And we're going to run an algorithm that automatically draws out the people's names that win. So just so you don't miss it, type your first name in the comments. And like the stream, just to make sure we get everybody.
All right, I got some of these comments pulled up from the last one. Did you know it was like 7 or 8 out of 10 people think it's alien, basically, from the polls?
I don't believe that, dude. That
That's
many
crazy.
People think it's extraterrestrial ship?
Yeah, extraterrestrial tech over comet, 3i Atlas. Yeah, I read some of the comments yesterday on the show, but a lot of people, you know, basically saying alien. And then I took some polls on Twitter and on like three groups in Twitter, some UFO groups too, just to see what the difference was. And coincidentally, they were even a little lower in numbers in the UFO groups. They actually thought like 75%, 70 and 75. But so in between like
Well,
70 and 80.
I think it's now it's kind of making sense when you think about it from the lens of the two foremost people that are supposed to be the most knowledgeable about this subject, extraterrestrials, the physicists Mikachu Pikachu and Avi Loeb. Mikachu Pikachu already backed himself in a corner and said it was extraterrestrial, and Avi Loeb has gone from 5 to 50%. So yeah, I get it. I mean, if that's what people are being told, that it's extraterrestrial, why wouldn't they think it's extraterrestrial? It's parading right now. That comet is parading around the solar system.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically another sign, right? Like showing people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what other sign do you need? Two so like full solar eclipses making an X across the United States, and now the biggest ever aurora borealis that we've seen throughout the entire nation, dude. It was probably the entire world, actually. And with every single color that's described in Revelation, every single one of them.
Yeah, that's nuts. I got these comments pulled up. How do you want to pull up these people? Should I put them on screen and you write them down or something while I call their name? Are you there, Mouse Mouse? The
Yeah, I'm here.
YouTube.
Sorry, it's tough to I'm kind of like winging it today.
That's okay.
But if you just text me, whether it's a sheet or whatever it is, if you just text me all the names, I'll throw it into a Google Sheet generator and it'll pull out the three. But while you do that, could you play like just so people like we have to start setting the base for what happens next. That we think again, we're war gaming here. Do you think you could find a video like a five-minute video that explains what New Jerusalem is?
Let me see if I can.
Because guys, I don't think that's a coincidence,
I
that it
know.
is literally the exact same color.
Yeah. Let's see if I can. This is so fascinating to me. This is exactly how it will look. It says,
Yeah, I think it's fascinating to everybody.
let's see what this video says. I mean, I've never played it, but let's just
You know
see.
your business better than anyone, right? So
I
why
sure
not build
do.
an app on it with Base 44?
All right, here we go.
Before I go any further, allow me to paint a picture for you. It will be the most incredible
All
city
right, I'm
that
going to text you
anyone
these
has
names.
ever, ever
All right.
imagined. This is the city that the Lord was referring to when he told his disciples. John chapter 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself,
It's where
that
Jesus is
where I
preparing a
am,
place for
there
us.
ye may be also.
So when he says that,
What
I
is
go
the
away and
Lord
prepare a
Jesus up to lately?
place for you.
He's working on
He's
our
preparing a
place.
place for them to go.
Some people refer
So
to it
where
as
do
a
you think the
mansion.
saints are, guys?
Call it what you will. But it is a part of God's future for us that is currently being built. And when it is finished and ready to be put into action, we will learn how it will all come together. First and foremost, I'd like to discuss the size of this city with you. Has anyone ever said to you, how on earth is heaven ever going to be big enough for all the Christians from all time to live there? It's going to have to be a big place. So, let me impress this upon your mind and heart today. Heaven, the city of God, will be the most incredible place you've ever heard of. In
Oh, that's going
Revelation
to be
chapter
so
21, verses
beautiful.
15 through 16, and he that talked with me
I mean,
had a
the
golden
aurora
reed to
borealis is
measure the
literally
city,
shadow.
and the gates
Look at how
thereof,
beautiful
and
that
the wall
is.
thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. One of the reasons that many people try to spiritualize and dismiss the city is because of its enormous size.
Chef,
it is a city that goes above and beyond what you can imagine.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after.
If you work that out, to give you an idea that each one of the walls and the cube of it, they're all 1,400 miles. Between 1,400 and 1,500 miles. And the ground floor square mile is 2,250,000 square miles on the first level. Did you ever hear it like that? London covers an area of 140 square miles. The city four square is 2,250,000 square miles on the first floor. This city is 20 times as big as all of New Zealand. It's 10 times as big as Germany.
Wow.
It's 10 times as big as France. It's 40 times as big as all of England. It is ever so much bigger than India. Why? It's an enormous continent all by itself. And it's even more wonderful still. Look at this. Working it out on the basis of the number of people to the square mile in the city of London, the population of the city four square comes out at 100,000 million, 70 times the present population of the entire globe. So, if Almighty God saves his best for last, and his final creation is this new city, wouldn't you expect it to be the most spectacular thing you could imagine? How is God going to drop a city like that out of heaven, someone asks, with the same power that he possessed when he spoke a word and the world was created? The same power he possessed when he spoke and the creation was born.
Guess what?
And if he says in his word that he'll do it, he'll do it.
Let me pause.
So, let's talk about the inside of the city for a
moment. Yeah.
So, when they said, they said the length and the breadth, the B-R-E-A-D-T-H, they're describing how high it is, right?
Okay.
So in Revelation 20, it says that he gathers the nations for war, Gog and Magog. The nations, Gog and Magog. So he's two parts, the nations and also Gog and Magog. That's what the Bible says. And he says they go up the breadth of the earth, which is the same word it uses to describe the height of New Jerusalem. And so now this city, New Jerusalem, is coming down, and they are giving a facade of 3-Eye Atlas, or trying to make us think that this thing's an alien ship or an alien attack. But when you see these colors coming down from the Aurora Borealis, it's clear to us that the Aurora Borealis is literally the light from it, the shadow light from it, coming down and hitting Earth as a sign. And I think this thing may be way closer than we think it is. And whether it's this time period or not, guess what? We know what happens eventually because of what the Bible says. And it seems strange to me that these Christian churches don't talk about this at all. I mean, there's probably a lot of people in the chat that are like, oh, I've never heard of New Jerusalem. Well, yeah. Because they're trying to get us to think that we're in a different time period. They're trying to get us to think that the book of Revelation hasn't happened yet.
Right. I'm getting these names over to you. Yeah, that's exactly it. The deception, keep it going. They want us.
Oh, you're doing them one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is gonna take a while. I'm gonna go in, like, and I'm gonna look at the likes, and then I'm just gonna copy the likes and the.
Oh, you can see who liked it.
Yeah, I can do in that.
I can't see who liked it, but I can see who commented. These are all the people that commented that I'm sending.
Okay, well, let's just do, I'm going to go back to the video and look at everybody that commented and just get this rolling. And so we'll grab one person, two people that commented and one person that liked, and then okay. we'll do the final drawing then.
Okay.
So I'll do that. You go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. You want me to still text you these commenters, or are you going to?
Oh, you're good. I'm going to pull it up.
Okay. All right. So yeah, there's a lot of people that comment, and I that surprised me though, the 70% and 80% ratio, people thinking it's alien technology versus comet. I actually thought it would go the other way. You know, at first when you mentioned this poll and everything, but yeah,
that's huge, man. 70% to 80%.
Yeah, and I was thinking about the Polestar, Polaris, and BlackRock, and in the Bible, I don't know. I want to say it was like in Revelation 5 or something. It was talking about the colors of New Jerusalem, but in like a different way, and it said something like it would come down, you know, in the north, and it would look like emerald,
mm-hmm.
it, like an emerald rainbow. And you know, the Polestar, if you think about it, if the earth is really a you know, like flat, in like, if it's like a snow globe with a dome, and the Polestar is right over the North Pole directly, it's called Polaris. So the Polestar always stays directly in the middle of the dome, but up. Could that star lower down just like this and come down? Or is that just, but if you were going to come down and show everyone in the world that you were here because you were God or whatever, you would have to come down right in the middle like this so people could see it from the outer edges, right, of the dome on the flat.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, who knows? I mean, they could be trying as hard as they can to stop everyone from seeing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the chemtrails, all the satellites and everything. And really it's like right there, but it just got so powerful that the aurora, it gets so powerful at some points that the aurora borealis, like they can't block it. So, I mean, this is just crazy, guys. Like this is happening right now. Like, I don't even know what else to say. 80% of people believing that 3i Atlas is extraterrestrial. Well, I guess they did a really good job, you know, the people putting out all this information. But when you have two of the most trusted people, two of the most only trusted people in this subject matter coming out saying that it's extraterrestrial, like, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, that FAA camera captured from Wolf Creek Pass that what I think could be the brown dwarf star, maybe, and I mean, who knows, but the object over the last like 4 years that I've been monitoring it, it got closer and there was clouds and chemtrails in front of it, so it's definitely, I've confirmed that before, but it's not lens flare. I'm gonna play this guy talking about,
you've been watching this. Oh guys, one more thing, like this live stream so I don't miss anybody when we do the drawings for the people that like it. I mean, you could win two times here, but yeah, like this stream right now, and I have the first two winners on the comments, so I'm gonna text them over to Shep and he can announce them live on air. And Shep, you've been tracking this whole thing for a long time. It would be cool to hear your story live about how long you've been doing this and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to play this clip of this guy talking about New Jerusalem.
This is the physical evidence of God's throne. Look how beautiful this is. Look how beautiful this is. Listen to the Matrix explanation as to why this is happening. The Matrix says the northern lights are caused by a stream of charged particles from the sun called the solar wind that collide with gases in the Earth's atmosphere. These collisions excite the atoms. And as they release this energy, they emit photons of light. Of course they have a natural explanation for this. It's fake information. The Bible has a different explanation. The Bible indicates why this is there. This is John speaking in Revelation chapter 4, verses 2 through 3. John was one of Jesus' disciples. He says, "Immediately, I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and sardis in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance." Let me show you what an emerald is. These are emerald stones. Okay, so it's like a green stone. Exactly what the Aurora Borealis looks like, the Northern Lights. So this is jasper and sardis, or sardine. And so Revelation 4, 2-3, the one on the throne was of jasper and sardis. So this is the color of the one that was on the throne. So everyone take that for what it is. So we know that the space agencies lied about the shape of the Earth. They told us it was round and we were flying through space. In actuality, that's all fake. That's all false. There's no space or any of that stuff. Okay. If you didn't know that, the Earth is stationary, just as the Bible says. There's a firmament. And if God's throne is above the Earth, where exactly would it be? Let's check Psalm 48, verse 2. And it says, "Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole Earth is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King." Right up here, right up here in the land of Jesus, essentially, the North Pole, where we speculate where the Garden of Eden is located, where New Jerusalem is or will be. So
wait,
right
I
up
thought
here
that's
is
where
God's
Santa
throne
Claus
is.
Was. You know, maybe they told us about Santa Claus because they didn't want anyone checking into it or something.
Oh, dude, direct. I cannot wait to do a show on Santa.
Maybe, toward Christmas or
yeah,
in the next,
it is,
you know, whenever. That'd be like interesting.
Wild. I mean, I'll drop a little hint. Like, think of the concept of Santa. S-A-N-T-A, the same letters mm-hmm. in Satan. Mm-hmm. And what it essentially does is children, little innocent children that live in the spirit, okay? The most trusted people in their lives, their parents, okay? Their parents tell them that Santa Claus is real and that Santa brings them gifts, which children love presents, right? Then they find out Santa isn't real and they realize that the parents that are supposed to love them so much, they're supposed to trust them, they're supposed to do no wrong to them, they're supposed to protect them. They realize that their parents have lied to them about the most important thing in their lives mm-hmm. at that point. And mm-hmm. then after they're lied to, they're supposed to believe in God afterwards, even though they've already been lied to about something that you can't see by their parents.
Not
it's
to mention
up.
They might be covering up the North Pole, making you think that's a fairy tale up there.
Exactly above this.
Yeah, I think that's where it's North coming Pole. Down. I think that's where New Jerusalem is coming down, in the North Pole, which is essentially the center of the Earth. But we could do a whole broadcast on that, too.
Yeah, we should.
This right here is the radius of the Northern Lights, or the Aurora Borealis. It covers all of that. Covers all of that. So the glory of God, the Creator's throne, his divine essence and energy and color is spread out all over the north. Like, man, I tell you what, hold on, let's look at this again. The one who pre-existed, all things were made through Christ. Check out the whole book of Hebrews.
Amen.
If you want to know who Christ is, his authority and his significance, read the book of Hebrews, man. Like, look at this. Revelation 4, 2-3 says that around the throne is a rainbow, like an emerald in appearance. This comes from the throne of God. This is direct. This is in the north. It's exactly where the Bible says God's throne is. Like, stop listening to the Matrix in the mainstream telling you that this is space wind, space wind. Bro, that's cap. That's not.
That's cap. It's space wind. So yeah, very interesting stuff, and all that ties in with those stones with the Aurora. Guys, I got the first two winners This is exciting to announce. Bar Watch, obviously, if you're listening or if anyone knows you, contact Bar Watch. But Bar Watch and Phil Prada. So Bar Watch and Phil Prada are the first two winners of the poll contest. Alien versus Comet. Most people thinking it's Comet, 80%. So thanks to Mouse for offering that contest up for the listeners, the good listeners of the show. Guys, share the show out. The show's archived on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
I mean, we need the data. I mean, maybe you're like the first poll where somebody actually asked the question who actually thinks it's alien or not.
And you know? So a good chunk of the population, according to our listeners, it's 80%-ish.
That's crazy. But I appreciate you letting me do the drawing on this and everything. And I appreciate everybody participating and putting in the data. And I mean, this is going to be when they announce this thing as being extraterrestrial,
mm-hmm.
which they've already done, if you listen.
Yeah.
When they make that announcement, the whole world's going to change, Shep. And now yeah. it's getting to a point where it's like, okay, we can game plan and like figure this is going to happen, but it's coming down to crunch time now. And it really, I mean, I called you last night and I told you, like, everything that we've talked about, me and you, has come to pass. Yep. And now we're at the final 1%. And it's like the twilight zone.
Yeah, we're in the twilight zone. You're kind of cutting out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the twilight zone having this happen. You're like, you want it not to happen. Because you know how many people are going to be upset, especially those that are lost. But then you realize, like, this is God's timing. The Bible says it's going to happen, so it's going to happen. But it's still like, even knowing all the information we know, Shep, it's still a bit unsettling because you feel bad for the people that are just going to be completely lost. So, hopefully, put me on some more. After this thing arrives, we can explain what happens next. And I tell you what, guys, what
it's
happens
gonna get
next?
Weird.
Oh, I mean, all your information that you have studied for the past 10 to 15 years that you've made public, guys, I think a lot of that, if not all of it, is going to happen. And I think they have prepped for this, Shep. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have prepped for this. I mean, the whole time for decades now. It's crazy. I wanted to tell the winners, if they just email me at me@shepherdambellis.com with your contact information or address or whatever, however you want to do, I'll give it to Mouse. And you can get your prize. Mouse will take care of you. So,
I ran a poll on X by, taking after you. I ran a poll on X if it's alien or comet, by the way.
Oh, nice. We get it. So that'd be cool coming from your channel, see like the percentage, right? I bet it's like 75, 80%. Very
so I ran this 3 hours ago. It was up for three hours. 76 alien, 24% comet.
Wow. So that's nuts. Now, did you hear about this guy that found this like UAP looking rod thing with like alien looking writing on it? And
no, what's that?
So I might do this later on the show or something, or on tomorrow's show, but this guy, his name is James, and he made this YouTube channel just called James, and it appears
great
to
comment.
All
great,
yeah
great name
yeah yep it appears to be like possibly real. He found this like rod shaped object about this big, and he started doing experiments on it. It had alien writing on the end, and he found it like it made like a crater somehow. I think he might have even seen it flying around or something. Well, he kept doing live videos on it and live streams, and his final live stream yesterday, people think he died. He tried to drill into it.
What?
He literally tried to drill into it, and then this blue light came into the room, and it went black, but you can hear him fall down and start like kicking and convulsing, and it sounds really like weird and real, and like, I don't know if he hit radiation or if like some defense mechanism came out for this UAP, because there was like another light that popped up, and then he's never made a video since, and it's like really weird. People are
what happened like, to him?
Well, maybe he died, and he was in this like brick room. He brought it into like almost like an explosion proof room where it had like block walls, and he was like working on it on these workbenches. And if he died in that room and no one even knew he was in there, because he might have been trying to like keep this secret, like maybe no one even found him yet or something. So I'm trying to wait to see what happened, but it literally looks like he died like trying to drill into this.
Do you know what city he's in?
No, I'm going to try to research it more, because I only got to watch like a couple of his videos, but I'm going to watch the progression of him on his channel and try to find out more information and like pull it together for the show. But it's really weird.
It's like, maybe I was saying, if like, maybe we could call into like the sheriff's department there. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
And see, yeah. And give them the information, because yeah, it's weird. I'll try to look in the comments too, to see if anyone's done anything like that or whatever. But I just found out about this, and then I checked in on it again this morning, and I don't know. I think it's real.
Well, what's weird to me is how many of these things are like happening every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like there's some sort of story about extraterrestrials or some sort of off planet thing happening every day. And even within the government, like Congress is doing a bunch of stuff about aliens. There's a documentary coming out. And then, so let's just assume, everybody assume for a second that this thing is extraterrestrial, and they know it's extraterrestrial, and mm-hmm. NASA's releasing the quote images. We'll see if they do that, but
yeah, really.
There's a lot of reports going around with people watching this with thermal imaging that something actually attacked 3i Atlas. So yeah. What if Space Force and our planet, because remember that planetary defense system was activated for this thing. They yeah. did it without telling anybody initially, but a lot of people are saying that we shot something at this craft, which could piss them off.
And continuity of government and everything. So like all science, you know, they made the Department of War, all this stuff. You know what? I found this video. I'm going to play it, because this is weird. Now, another weird thing about this is a live stream. So the fact that it archived itself, and like, I mean, this is very like weird. I'm going to try to pull this up. Hold on one sec. Here we go. All right. Here's this guy. Now, this is after doing several experiments, but this is when he's going to try to drill in on this.
This is going to be so weird. I could totally see them coming out and saying like Donald Trump authorized a military strike on this alien craft, and people just blame Donald Trump for anything anyways. And be like, oh yeah, Donald Trump would be the person that would erratically go out and shoot at an alien spaceship and piss him off. I could see that happening.
Star Wars, they made maybe just for that, you know? Okay, here comes this guy.
All right, guys, it's showtime.
This is on a live.
It's showtime.
He's going to be alive like see another minute.
We can do.
There's no idea he's about to get alien.
I wouldn't be drilling in anything like that, people. I mean, that's insane, dude.
Everything ready?
Dude, this is
I didn't find gloves, which is okay, but anyway. I'm just gonna not use gloves. And yeah, I think we're ready to go. Gonna do, hold this in my hand.
Hey guys, like the stream. There's still another drawing coming up.
What is happening? I'm so nervous about this, guys, but.
Yeah, dude, you should trust that feeling.
He's in an explosion-proof room doing this to top it off. So when it blows up, it's going to just like shrapnel him around the brick wall.
Wow, is this a bad idea?
This can't be real.
I don't know, dude. It might be. It has weird, like, this thing's weird.
Guys, trust your gut. Like, when you feel stuff like this, trust it.
It does have power. It's in Milwaukee. Let's look,
oh,
it's cool.
Boy. I can't. I got to turn away.
Anyway,
it doesn't really explode or anything, but listen, it's like he passes out because he goes like,
"This is a good idea, guys."
Listen to his voice. Careful, watch. Here we go.
So over here, everybody says, "Do it." Say, "Don't do it." Sponsor? There is no sponsor.
There's no sponsor.
I hope somebody will at least save this in case I die.
Oh, wow! I'll save it.
It's just making me feel bad already, but anyway.
Don't worry, Shep's here.
We'll start on one.
Oh my gosh, dude, this is so dumb.
Now he looks behind him at one point because something like comes in the room or something, or he notices like a light or something. People were saying.
No, I'm sorry.
It's like the start of a Linkin Park song.
So that, you know, that's basically it. And then his live stream ends up ending like at 49 minutes in. It was just all dark.
Well, the worst part is now, like, people don't know what's real anymore.
Yeah.
So when you do something.
Yeah. It could be fake, but it could be real. That's crazy, huh?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they could be like, people could be releasing real videos of things. It's just people don't even believe them to be real anymore, even though they are real. And that's just where we're at right now because of AI. Like, nobody knows what's real anymore. And one of the things I really respect about you, Shep, is that everybody, like, people know you're real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, AI has gotten so advanced in the public sector that you could turn on a YouTuber and you don't even know if they're a real YouTuber anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've seen some news people that look pretty real that were AI robots. You know, there's this one guy, he comes on for an advertisement and he's like, "Yeah, I'm AI, but you know, I'm going to tell you this anyways." And he's like doing his ad and you're like, "Wow, this is crazy." You know, so yeah, anything could be AI now. I mean, they're running AI Donald Trump at his desk. He got caught with an AI video.
Donald Trump's already probably in an underground bunker anyway.
Probably. That's probably why they're running AI videos. This is nuts, you know?
I mean, they're going to put, this thing's going to show up. Like Avi Loeb said, he was like, "We'll know on the 19th if this is extraterrestrial or not for sure." And I'm like, wait, why can't we know on the 16th, 17th, or 18th? Like,
yeah,
is
like,
it going to be that much closer? So what if it's actually like, what if they actually know that it's just going to like thrust and just get here immediately on the 19th, and everybody's going to see it. Like, there's going to be no warm-up stage.
It
Like
just
on the
appears.
67, yeah, it just appears overhead. What if they know that's what's going to happen?
I mean, this is the weirdest thing ever. I mean, I'm sure like a lot of people have weird feelings too about this, like kind of wondering like what's gonna go on. But when what day? Well, remember too, he was saying, oh, the economy might crash, all this stuff. You know, I find that crazy too, because all that's in a way, I mean, it looks like everything's in a downturn right now, just with everything.
Oh,
And
it's horrible.
yeah.
I think the economy is going to crash probably around that time anyway. I think I'm not predicting this because they stopped SNAP for a month, which means all of those businesses didn't get that income coming in, and they all ride on very, very small margins where one little hiccup can collapse the whole thing, the SNAP,
Yeah.
right? And so when that data starts getting reported of the earnings and comes out, end of November, and they realize how bad the books are, I mean, that might send the stock market into a spiral, a 2 week crash right at the time where this thing's about to come here.
Yeah, and it could all happen quick too. I mean, I mean, think about that. The Department of War now, the Pentagon going from Department of Defense to Department of War, that could get into the Ronald Reagan speech and like what you were saying with like how they're going to want people to go to war with this because it describes this in the Bible. And basically they've been gearing up all their weaponry, all their, Ukraine, that basically is a money laundering operation. They were giving pallets of money, all of these weapons, all this stuff being built. They could just be stockpiling bases worldwide with their UAPs that are armed now with armament, directed energy weapons, stuff like that, building all these platforms. They know that radar knocks these UFOs out of the sky. This is like a thing they found out back in Roswell. And they might even try to like have special like radar type weaponry around, like a Rays portable radar. You know, if they start deploying portable radar again, they actually did that in and around DC during the parade time. They started deploying portable radar, which is
Which is how
weird.
you got all this set up. Like,
Yeah.
we're here because you said those troops and armaments are not going to leave Washington, D.C., and the parade's just a ruse. But I think like I think like there's a lot of people saying right now that we shot something at it, man. Like, we know
Yeah.
before that V1 Borisov just randomly appeared in between 3i Atlas and the Earth. And guys, it's not like they're getting these images like immediately. Like, it goes through a system, then the images are released. So like, we're getting data. Like, let's say it's November 1st. We're getting data from like October 15th. So this V1 Borisov suddenly just appeared, another interstellar comet just appeared in between 3i Atlas and Earth. And then all of a sudden it was gone. And now people are saying that we attacked this thing. We attacked 3i Atlas. And do you know how, like, I mean, quite frankly, I, from looking at this as an alien spacecraft, which I know it's not, looking at this from an alien spacecraft, like, Donald Trump could be the guy that's blamed for starting all this because he's the fall guy, anyways. Like, if he preemptively shot at this thing, I think everybody would believe it.
Well, and who knows what they told him or what the military told him or who knows if he knows. But like, so you're saying you don't think it's like an alien spacecraft, but you are saying it's like you kind of think it's the camp of the saints. But when you say
Yes.
alien spacecraft, you mean like xenophobes, like coming to
Right. I
peel our
think like
faces off.
everything that we see in the movies, like, here comes Thanos from the Avengers Endgame, which is kind of an
Oh man.
inversion of God anyway. And he sees this thing coming in and then shoots at it. That's why he activated the Planetary Defense Forces. That's why Space Force was created. Shoots at it, and now they have an excuse to why it's hostile.
This is crazy. This is going to get so weird. Well, because like you were saying, NASA's supposedly coming out this week, maybe midweek, supposedly releasing the highest resolution images yet. But, you know, do we trust them or not? That's the thing.
Well, why would they even do that? Like, why say, yeah, hey, we're going to release it? Just release it.
Yeah.
Like, clearly they're doing some sort of, like, it's like if I come on the Shepherd and Bella show and I say, hey, I got some big information coming soon here in the next 15 minutes, like I'm creating a buildup so it has more of an effect on people.
Yeah, I guess they could even say, here the pitches are, it's alien. You know, they could even do it right then. That'd be weird if they try that.
Well, that would be weird. Like if they just release the picture and they say no comment. No comment, yeah. And it literally looks like a spacecraft, and then everybody's like, wait, what's going on? And then they just see it show up on the 19th.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa, man.
Apparently, too, that I got to check on this again. I still didn't get back into this, but I mentioned it on the show last night, but the ESA trajectory changed, and it looks to me like it's coming closer to Earth than before. So I'm going to try to compare those maybe,
dude,
before the next show.
It's breaking all the rules, man. It's yeah, doing all the things that they said it would do if it was extraterrestrial.
Yeah,
it really is. And, you know, if it's changing trajectory, I mean, guys, this thing is parading around the solar system to each planet on every major religious holiday, and it's almost as if like they want us to these guys this they want us to see this thing. It's because it's parading. That's what you do when you parade. But if you think about it, like from where they're saying this thing came from, it would have taken 400,000 years to get here. So either like they did like that movie Passengers where people had kids and then the kids' kids eventually occupied the planet they were going to because it was too far away, or they're capable of light speed travel, or they can produce a wormhole, go into the wormhole and come here. It's all sci-fi. It's all sci-fi because they're creating a story about it.
But, yeah.
Like, I don't, 80%, 70 to 80% of people think this is alien now, Shep.
Yeah, and so part of that could be like, okay, blue beam worked, or, you know, maybe the blue beam was really just conditioning people over the last, 3-4 decades or whatever through, shows on TV and like Ancient Aliens and all this stuff that ultimately to really just condition them for what's coming, you know. But then again, they're saying aliens and not Camp of the Saints. But all of that, I mean, I guess we still have to confirm, you know, once we get eyes on everything. But wow, I mean,
Chip Observatory will be monitoring this.
I think you're gonna catch something on that. I mean, I just
yeah. You
want to
tell them what
feeling.
You told me? You want to tell well, them what you told me and go into the Mormons and stuff?
Well, yeah, because that okay. So Mouse is in Ohio, and this is where the Mormons and I have a personal Mormon friend who told me this and was real big into like the City of Zion. And back in the day was telling me, and I was like fascinated by it and what they thought. But to me, it seemed like the Mormons had like extra intel over and above what I guess other religions had. I mean, that's just how like my friend presented it, you know, who knows if that's real or not. But Joseph Smith was in Ohio, right? That's where the church originated.
Yep.
Okay, so
yep. Don't give away my location.
Okay, my friend said that, you know, this is a very specific thing that the Mormon Church knows about. Like, they know this thing is going to return to Ohio, the city of, they call it the city of Zion, but the city of New Jerusalem. And they said it will land in Ohio, and they somehow know. And that, I mean, that's interesting. A lot of people think like the Mississippi River could have been the Nile. There's a lot of pyramids in and around the United States. There's towns named after, names referenced in the Bible and towns in the Bible throughout the United States and stuff like that. So it's fascinating. But it just so happens that Mouse is there literally in this exact place, and he has the telescope. And I don't know. I think that's not necessarily a coincidence. I mean, I just think that's maybe supposed to be like that, because, you know, Mouse obviously was driven to get the telescope, set it up, and get that going. And then you were telling me, well, you know, you we didn't really get any pictures of Atlas yet from a distance or anything, but you got some other images in, and you were talking about that Dysonian power guy. And I said, well, you know, give it a minute, because this stuff's going to come into close range. And like, if you think about it, like Ohio could end up being like a hot spot, and it already kind of is, because they're saying like Cleveland has all these orbs around it and everything.
Oh, it's insane. And you know, what I've shown you.
Yeah.
And what we've talked about, and you've seen the witnesses that I had, and you know, you talk to that DoorDash driver and everything, but
oh yeah. Guys, yeah.
In the night sky right now, it is absolute anarchy with how many crafts I see every night, how many people that come over to see these crafts. Like, there's literally shooting stars that are chasing each other, stopping, then shooting off again, chasing each other all night long, all stuff that's unexplainable. You pull up the flight map of all the different flights going around, there's no planes in the sky. It's gotten to a point where, like, I don't even look anymore.
Yeah.
Because of how insane it is. Like, it's really unsettling.
Yeah, well, I was out last night walking my dog, and I saw what you saw. I saw a shooting star, and then it looked like another shooting star followed it. And it was, you know, it was in the distance and going downward, so I couldn't see like where they went, but that was weird. And then right after that, I saw an orb. Pretty high altitude, but it wasn't like as high as a satellite or anything. It was like way lower than that, and pretty good size. And it just kind of stayed on a consistent path, you know, across the sky. But it looked pretty good size. You know, when you see satellites and stuff, you can tell like they're, you know, or what supposedly satellites.
Move different.
Yeah, they move different, and they're pretty small in the sky, because I've seen like so many of those since I was a kid and stuff like that. But it's crazy. If you can go outside and see shooting stars following each other, that's just what you were telling me about, and then I saw the same thing, and then orbs.
Like, we're talking about they speed up so fast that you can't even see them anymore. Like, it's literally shooting stars chasing each other, like going around everywhere. It's wild. My wife won't even look at him anymore with me.
Wow.
Like, it is insane. Maybe because she's too tired, but
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's just, it happens so frequently here that it kind of just becomes like a daily routine of it happening. And if you remember, like, Ohio has Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in it.
You know, which is, oh, wow, some like, that's the main thing about, yeah, it. That's a, so main base that they take alien stuff to and everything.
Yeah, so I think they were running, like, I will not reveal my uncle's name, but my uncle worked there for like 30 to 40 years, and
uh-oh, we lost Mouse. I've interviewed AC Griffith back in the day. He worked on a NSA chemtrail program out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And, you know, there's a lot of secret stuff going on there with Wright Patterson. We'll see if we can get Mouse Mouse back. He might have lost his battery or something too. But yeah, contest winners, get a hold of me by email. Email me, ME, at shepherdambellus.com. The first two winners are Bar Watch and Phil Prada. Get a hold of me so we can get you your prize money and all that. Excellent. Congratulations, guys. So, yeah, we're finding out more information. We know now that 70 and 80% of people think this thing could be technologically advanced, basically, you know, alien or Camp of the Saints or whatever, but it's like technologically based, people are saying. So I think Mouse dropped out of here. So I guess I might be back on later, guys, and we'll see if Mouse wants to come on too or whatever, if I get some stuff compiled. If not, I'll see you Monday. Go to darkwire.xyz. There's a lot going on and new headlines up and everything. Check out that article in detail in that video on the New Jerusalem and how it relates to modern day science. It's fascinating, the gemstones anisotopic and isotopic. So all right, we'll see you guys later. Thanks, Mouse. I appreciate you, and everyone have a great day.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.